The Cat Named Mo Show. He's not as black as Ian Beckles and has one less organ than SBK, but he can still represent.
All right, welcome back. It's the Cat Named Mo Show. Near that halfway point, about an hour and a half to go. Appreciate you hanging out, listening with us, spending part, at least, of your Saturday afternoon, a beautiful Saturday afternoon with us on 102.5 The Bone. As other hosts like to say, real, raw radio. Speaking of real, my mom is on the line. Start the clock, Steve. Hey, Mom. Mom?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey. What are you doing?
I'm putting back some food that I took out of the freezer because my other kids not coming to eat.
Yeah, your non-favorite kids, right?
Right.
I knew that. I was sitting here talking to say hey to Steve Hurley.
Hi, Mr. Steve Hurley.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. There you go.
How are you doing? It's good to hear from you again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's nice of you to want to say hello.
We were absolutely talking about the news and trying to figure out what it all means, and I was hoping you could shed some light or something like that.
What news you all talking about?
Just the news, Mom. Just everything going on. What's your take on it?
The scripture says in Timothy that in the last days, these things would take place on a large scale. Okay. The weather to me shows there's abnormalcy in the weathers because those things had never happened before. Like everything's happening in different states and
but isn't that just global warming, Mom? Isn't that just
No. Y'all can sit back and talk about global warming if you want to. But when Armageddon comes and it's time for you to sit there and decide whose side you're gonna be on, try to explain to God about global warming. Okay, that's something he already know about. You need to explain about yourself and about your personality, because the scripture says what sort of person should you be in the last days. So you need to think about how you are representing yourself as one of God's creations.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Did that answer your question?
A little bit. Well, what time are we at, D?
56.
56 seconds? Okay, good. Yes, Mom. All right. Now, how can people have fun if they think it's the last days?
Fun is being with your family. Fun is doing things that help other people. Fun is in your mind what you perceive to be fun. Nobody can tell you what that is. You have to know what
it is.
But
Mom, but this one. Are you familiar with the Snooty song featuring Yo Gotti, Yayo?
No.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about no Snooty song. You know I don't listen to that stuff.
Okay, what is that beep, Mom, in the background?
What is what mean?
That was a beep I heard in the background. Now, my point is,
your brother trying to reach me, but go ahead. I'm talking to you right now.
All right, well, why are you talking to me, Mom? Because I'm your favorite what?
I'm talking to you because I love you with all my heart and soul, and I'm trying to make sure that you do the things that the Bible says so that you can make it into the paradise.
And you only see, look how annoying that other son is. Clearly, he cannot get the message. Which knothead half brother of that is mine?
That's Tony.
Tony. Yeah. How much time did he spend in the house?
He was in there 8 years, and he's coming out, and we've been to the meetings, and we talk about Jehovah all the time. We talk about the scriptures all the time. And we try to make sure that our conduct is that of the best.
You think somebody that just spent 8 years behind bars could wait 2 friggin' minutes while my mom talks to her favorite son? Now, listen to me. I know you love your other children a little bit. And you're trying to welcome Tony back into the fold, but you are hiding your purse, right?
No, I'm not that way. Okay, I have to trust my kids. I can't. I not only them, but I trust anybody I run into. I can't live my life being non-trustworthy. Okay, if you do something to harm me, then I have to ask my God to take care of that and do something about it. I don't want to be around here not showing love and not trying to show compassion and not trying to help people because I'm scared you're gonna do something to me. I can't live like that. I have to live seeing that everybody is trying to do the right thing. That's why I don't go many places, because I don't want to be confronted with things that are not pleasant.
Yeah, but you ain't leaving a $100 bill laying on the coffee table, right, while you're there?
If I had a $100 bill, I could leave it on the coffee table and feel safe.
All right.
I have a question, Mo, for you. I'm just kind of curious, because I agree with exactly what you're saying, that you got to be right with the Lord when that time comes at end of days. But I'm wondering, why are you feeling like we're at that point now with the history, the history of the world and everything that's going on? Is it something in particular that makes you feel like that we're getting closer to that time taking place?
Yes, many times yes, because I'm in the Bible all the time. Okay, God doesn't leave us ignorant to his design. He helps us to see the things. He said that in the last days he gave us the sign. The next time, if you would be kind enough of a Jehovah Witness knock on your door, you just ask him, show me proof that we're living in the last days.
But Mom, you've been telling me we've been living in the last days since 1977, which is why I never went to college, because I thought I was going to be wasting money. And now I'm stuck on a stupid Saturday show on the radio. But I could have been somebody.
You are somebody. You're my son. And child of Jehovah. You are somebody.
How much does that pay, Mom? How much does that pay, Mom?
You know what it pays? Respect, love, trust, honor, something that money can't buy.
I need something that Tico will accept.
Okay. If you serve in the greatest God, the sovereign Lord Jehovah of the universe, okay, he'll give you your basic necessities. Okay, that is what's promised in the scriptures, your basic necessities. And yes, for a long time I have been saying about the last days, but it keep getting proof and evidence, because guess what? I can walk out this door and tomorrow is my last days. So how is my conduct and how am I feeling about how I have served God or how I have served others? Your last days could be tomorrow as well. Okay, but there are signs that show we are living in the last days. If you don't believe it, you still need to serve God right?
I mean,
even if it's right, yes. You still got to be right with people.
But if
she's right about that, Mo.
Shut up, Steve.
I agree with her.
But Bob.
Thank you. But Mom, what?
Can I live half right if you're living fully right and I can borrow some of your right when the time comes?
You got to get your own right, Mo.
No, right. You standing on your own. The scripture says each one carries their own load.
But why do you say you always pray for me then?
I'm going to tell you why. Because there's a story in the Bible about Rahab whose family was protected due to her courage. Okay? And so I asked, my prayer to God is to protect my kids. I live right so my prayers can be answered. Sure, you have to suffer the consequences of your action, but I hope that in my being a good person, okay, because it says you reap what you sow. That's all I ask Jehovah for, is to help me protect my kids and help my kids to see the need to serve him. So I feel like he's been answering my prayers all your life and the rest of my kids' life.
Let me ask you this. If you get up there before me, will you send me a sign to tell me it's real and I need to be better than I am?
No, because I ain't going up in heaven. I'm going into the paradise, something that you can do, Steve can do, and anybody else that's out there reading the scriptures can do. I don't have a heavenly hope.
All right,
well, I have a earthly hope.
Well, will you
Steve to go to the paradise along with us.
Well, can you? I don't want to go to paradise if Steve's there. Can you? He's going to try and sell me a car.
Can you?
Of course, I would hang out with you, Steve. All right, well, can you just give me a sign from the other side?
The other side of what? There's no hell. You're talking about hell? There's no hell.
No, the other side of life, if you get there before me.
She said paradise.
I can't get there before you. I can get there with you.
All right. Okay.
Okay, you have to come to the meeting. That's what you can do with me. And see how you can bring you and your family into the paradise. Steve, please, the next time a witness comes, ask him about the paradise in the last days. I'm not telling you to join or go to the meeting, just so you can see it in the scriptures for yourself. That's all I tell people. Look and read for yourself.
All right, Mom. Okay. all right. Everything good on your side?
Everything is good as long as you are right. Everything is great.
I'm good. Yes, I'm fine. All right. What are you doing with Tony today?
I don't know since I was talking to you and didn't answer the phone.
All right. Get back to Tony. I think you guys are all coming over next. Jerrica wanted to know if I threw a birthday party, would you attend?
No.
There you go. I told you. Jerrica wants to know. She thinks it's sad that I never grew up celebrating my birthday.
Tell her you didn't have to celebrate one traditional day by man. Every day that you live, you had your mother's love. That's what you celebrate.
Oh, yeah, Jerrica.
That's beautiful. No.
Stink face.
That's not nice. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's so nice to finally hear you.
That's my executive producer and co-host, Mom.
I'm sorry, I'm not being negative about birthdays, but there's two birthdays mentioned in the Bible. Neither one of them is about Jesus or his disciples. Birthdays, both birthdays showed up to have very bad things happen.
You do not need to apologize.
Yeah, but Mom, I know how to throw a party. I know how to set it off.
Listen.
Just don't call it a birthday when she comes, Mo, and she'll be there.
Oh, she knows.
If she knows you're gathering, having people at your house, she'll want to be there.
Nah, she can sniff it out. All right. You know my birthday's coming up, Mom, right?
Right. But you be blessed that you have people that want to spend any time with you.
There you go. Yeah, because he's a lot to handle, Mom.
More of a truth never been spoken.
I'm sorry about that because I did my best.
Oh, Mom, you don't have to
co-sign. Oh, yeah, you did your best. Don't worry.
Mom, who was the most? Oh, you had 18 kids. Who was the most easygoing?
18.
No, she only had 5.
I did have 8. Three from my body and 2 from my heart.
Oh,
and man. I love all of them. Okay?
No, I don't count the 2 from your heart. I didn't grow up with them, and they're Vietnamese. So,
what does that matter?
You can't say that because the 2 from my. I'm gonna tell you something about this, and I'm gonna say when you have children from your body, they're yours. There's no mistaking about it.
Right.
But when you have children from the heart, they're chosen. Okay. And that's what I had to tell them every time they say, I loved you all more than them. I say, I chose you all. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So feel blessed that I loved you enough to want to have you.
Yes.
Okay? So stepkids shouldn't feel like they're stepkids.
No, they
as
should.
Long as they have a mother's love, then they all belong to that mother.
Yeah, but they don't get in the will. All right, now listen to me, Mom.
I ain't listening to you. You know that's the truth.
All right, I love you. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Sweetheart, thank you, Steve, and I love you, too.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go.
Love you, too.
Right there. That's my mom right there.
God bless her.
What was it?
She is so sweet.
Wow. 56 seconds?
56 seconds. You, come on. You did walk her down the path.
Mom. I know.
I thought you were going to make it a little more organic
than
that.
All I did was say we talking about the news. That's a big
jump
to
go
from the news to the end of the world. And I got it within under a minute and a half to mention Armageddon. That should have been a side bet.
Yeah, that should have been.
Let me ask you something. When is the last time in a conversation, Steve, you heard the word Armageddon
in a conversation,
and
not
it wasn't
we're talking about the movie.
Exactly, Jerrica. How many times has your mom mentioned the word Armageddon?
Probably never.
Denise.
I don't think my
yeah,
mom
I don't remember
has ever
saying that.
Spike.
None.
And in less than 2 minutes, very naturally, it fit right in the very awkward word Armageddon.
Well, what I heard is that you're not chosen.
No, she said I was
chosen. The other, no, oh, the other kids were chosen. Well, you were born by her.
She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah,
she I don't, how
sweet.
Did she deal with yeah, you?
She oh, is. She's really sweet.
Very
she's
patiently.
Always the same.
Yeah,
yes.
Patience.
We can call her in 2 weeks, and in 30 seconds, she'll say the word Armageddon again. Armageddon.
So,
Armageddon,
so Tony's Armageddon. Tony's out of prison
Tony's
after
out.
8 years?
Tony is
what,
out.
What did he
Are
steal?
We going to meet Tony?
No.
Never?
Not in my house.
Oh.
you throwing so, a party so at your house?
You guys are so close.
I have, this is what I grew up with. I grew up with three half-brothers and a half-sister. My three half-brothers had the same mother and father. I had a different father that okay. I never knew. Now, my two oldest brothers, the ones beneath me, but the two sequentially that was before below me and then the next below him, they got their father in them. And that was my stepdad, and he was mm-hmm. a bastard. And so it was not a contentious relationship, it was not... There was not a closeness formed.
Right.
We're very different people. My third brother, my youngest brother, that is my half-brother also, that is the product of the same father and mother as well, he got his personality from our mother.
Right.
His name is Eric. And mm-hmm. Eric and I are close, and Eric and I hang out a lot. But the other two, I love them. I mean, as much as you love someone, you don't
Wishing
really know
best,
them. I mean,
when yeah.
Day I turned 18, I moved out of the house. And
well, you were the oldest then, right?
I was the oldest boy.
You yes. guys should have oldest a reunion.
We've been in the same room many times throughout the years. It's been forever because the other one is over in Germany or whatever. And it's been forever. But, I mean, through the years, that's how I know them. After 18, I knew them when we'd be at my mom's house for some kind of cookout. Yeah. And I'd speak to them for a couple of hours, and then we would part. So, yeah.
Where does Eric live? Does he live in Tampa?
Eric lives in Tampa. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What
Eric,
does he do?
I'm not sure.
That's
close.
Because he does a lot of things.
Okay.
He's that kind of guy. He just does a lot of things. Yeah. I've known what he's done. I know things he wants to do, but if I couldn't tell you what his job is right now.
So we'll know what he does for a living once he's finished with it.
Pretty much. I'm not reclusive, but I don't need a lot of people.
You're good with it.
They know if they know I love them or whatever it is. I don't even know what it is, but sure. You know,
but at least you're respectful when you see each other. It's family time, and you take it for what it is, and that's it.
I will. I'm throwing a party for Tony next Sunday, and I'll have the family over. So
that seems surprising that your mom, as sweet as she is, would have had been married to someone that it was her husband that was the stepfather that you didn't care for, right?
Well, this is what I have found out. Goodness attracts bad.
This is true.
More than it attracts good.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
That's you'll never hear something more true than that. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely what goodness attracts is bad.
Maybe she felt like her goodness would overcome his flaws and she could help him be better.
Or
he'd take advantage of her because she's just naturally sweet.
Which one are you?
Which one of me?
Yeah, the goodness or the bad?
The goodness or the bad?
He's a mix.
I fall somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what day you get me. I just think she chose poorly. She chose my father. She loved him. But when he found out that she was pregnant with me, he wanted me to be aborted or he was going to leave, and she didn't abort me, obviously. And so he left before I was born, so I never saw him. And then the second one.
And never did know him?
No.
You ever have found him? Or
No, I know. I knew where he was. There was a point that I knew where he was, and I had the number, and I could have reached out, but there was no point. I was, how old was I when I knew this? I think I was like 24 or something. And the reason that I did not reach out to him was because whatever the damage that was done by him abandoning me, whatever that damage was already imprinted in me and could not be undone by me meeting him.
Right.
So I didn't see what the point was.
Mm-hmm.
So I never did. And then the second, the guy whose last name I have, which is why I rarely use it because he was abusive, Billington. Mm-hmm. I just think she picked bad men. The two children that she said were chosen, my stepkids, mm-hmm. that was a good man. He was a real good man. I like him. And every now and again, I see him because he fixes air conditioning.
So for your interest,
he still, yeah, really. he still comes out and over.
He's
and,
a good people.
He's,
so yeah, no.
he's real good. If you need air conditioning, hook up. I got your guy. All right. What is this? TJ.
Go to 2 and 3. Yeah.
TJ, mm-hmm. go ahead. You're on the Cat Named Mo show. TJ.
Ooh. Hello.
Hey TJ, what's up, buddy?
I'm on the radio.
Bye, TJ.
Oh, my gosh.
It's never good. It's never
is that
good
your brother,
sign.
Spike? Yeah. was that your brother?
It was Ty.
Ty. What did Ty want? What did he want?
He wanted to contradict your mom.
Oh, well.
Okay,
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Contradict this. See how that works?
Yeah. I got it.
Contradict this, Ty.
I'd like
TJ.
To have heard him contradict your mom, too, your mom. I don't think he could have held his own against her.
No, he could not. Aaron, hold on. I'll take your call for Steve when we get back. We went way too long with that. We'll be back at the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real. Raw. Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.